Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful climes of Utah, where there's probably 6 or 7 feet of snow on the ground, is the professor from the Student of the Gun, that being Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to report that there is snow in the mountains.
Okay.
In the upper elevation.
Right.
Now, when I say mountains, I'm sitting at around a little over 6,500 feet above sea level right now.
Tis only a
year. Yeah, so out here in the west, in the mountains,
yeah,
they always give you two forecasts. They give you an above 8,000 forecast and a below 8,000 forecast.
Is the above
so 8,000? Below 8,000. Yeah, so they'll always say, like, well, above 8,000 expect and below 8,000 expect.
Do people live above 8,000 feet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Aspen's 8,800.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, but the good news is the sun's actually been out and we haven't had any new snow in a few days. So
there you go.
That's good.
There you go.
I'll take it.
Take it. So now you and Super Dave Harrington, you guys are good buddies. You worked together in the past.
Oh yeah.
But I guess when the Glock 45 came out, and I don't know where he shifted to the Glock 45. Did he shift to the Glock 45 straight from the 1911?
Oh, no. No. Dave was running in competition. He was running an M&P for a long time. Yeah, Dave was running a Smith & Wesson M&P in like IDPAs and stuff like that. Of course, that was back in the mid-2000s, so I don't know.
Well, in any event, when he got the Glock 45, were you curious about that? Because I'm sure he would have been one of the ones that influenced. You would look at what he's running with some sort of a degree of respect.
I'll have to admit to you that the last decade or so, I really don't get super excited about new Glock numbers. And the truth is, I can hardly keep up. We're not to 50 yet, but boy, we're getting close. And I think if I was Glock and I knew that 50 was coming up, that I'd be designing something really super interesting. But then again, Glock generally doesn't do that. And it's funny, back in the olden days of the 90s and the late 90s, back during the Gen 1, Gen 2 days, You could make yourself a Glock 45 by just disassembling your gun and your buddy's gun and putting the pieces together. And then they started making the Gen 3s and 4s and 5s, and they didn't do that. But
right.
The Glock 45, I was actually pleasantly surprised to learn that it was supplanting the 17s and the 19s in law enforcement.
Right.
And I've got some friends that are still cops, and one of them was a sheriff deputy, and I asked him about it, and he's like, dude, because I love that gun. He said, we switched over to him a couple of years ago, and he said, dude, that's my favorite Glock ever, which is kind of crazy, it's funny thing is, it's not that big of a deal, really, but it seems to be just the perfect balance, and that's what they've really hit on. It they've hit on that perfect balance. So good on them, And, of course, Glock doesn't give either of us a penny.
Right.
need to send those suckers a market. We need to send their marketing department an invoice.
Yeah, we do. But here's the thing. Like, with the Glock 45, I agree with you. That solves... Well, I don't know that it solves any problems. It actually creates a niche that I didn't know I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because it... But, see, Glock was not satisfied with that, and they've come out with the 47 and the 49. Have you looked at those two?
Yeah, what they did is they did the opposite. They flipped it. And the funny thing is for those of us that carry guns,
right,
we've always known that it's that the slide part is not the part that is difficult to conceal.
Right.
It's the frame. It's
right.
The grip part.
Right.
And so when they came out with the 45, my first question was that I'm like, they're not solving a concealment problem. That's not what they're doing.
Right.
And with the other side is taking the long slide and putting it on the short frame. I don't know how popular that's going to be. It might be super popular. I don't know. But you know, I'm at that point right now where I'm not that worried about, I mean, I conceal, but I'm not a, what I would call a deep concealed non-permissive environment kind of person.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody sees a bump under my shirt, you know, they're going to scream and call the police. Here where I live in the West, it's very common. People don't bat an eye.
Right.
You go to coffee shops or restaurants or whatever. People don't bat an eye if they see a gun on you. It's just part of everyday living. That's really the way the world should be, but you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of people that live like slaves in these big cities, and they have to be super paranoid about.
Unless you got a badge.
Exposure.
You got a badge. That's
yeah, well, unless you're part of the ruling class elite, right. And then you're good.
Right. But, I mean, here's the thing with the Glock now. See, the 45, I understood the 45, although I was wondering about the 45 because I thought it cannibalized the 19 and the 17 buyer. Because the person that would buy the 17 would buy the 19 in case they needed something a little smaller to conceal than a different, right? Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. What agencies were doing is they're doing duty pistols and detective pistols.
Right.
Right? So your plainclothes guys get 19s and your duty guys get 17s.
So,
and I'm not really sure how they're doing that now, if they're just giving everybody, 45s and calling it good.
Yeah.
Which would make sense because the truth is detectives, it's like, it felt like narcs aren't going to carry them anyway. A narc is going to carry like a confiscated J frame.
Yeah.
Just so that he looks like a doper.
Okay.
They're not going to carry a duty gun.
I didn't know that. I've looked at some of the stuff Glock has done over the course of time and I understand, hey man, that's all I run right now. That's all I'm running is Glocks. In some way, shape, or form, I'm just running Glocks down. 45 is one day to day. But sometimes I look at Glock and I'm like, they're coming out with new models of guns just to sell more guns. Like,
well, you know, they have to keep up.
Sure.
You know, to their credit, they got to keep up with Sig, and they got to keep up with Smith. Sig's the big one right now. Smith's kind of like a third party when it comes to cop guns.
Now. Right.
But yeah, I mean, look at what Sig's doing. And, but, you know, I was on the Glock website yesterday and it says we have over blank number of models, you know, and while that is true, I also have to look at it and think, yeah, but how many of those do you sell? Like 22s and 23s, 27s, I think they still are listing the 45
gap.
Yeah, I think they're still listing the 45 Gap models on their website.
Right.
They're not selling any to anyone,
right?
But they're still there. They're like technically there.
Well, hang on for a minute. We'll continue this in just a second. I'm talking to Paul Markle. Paul Markle is the guy. He's the center of the truth about, or not the truth, the student of the gun website. And student of the gun website is a bunch of things. Mainly, it is a resource for whatever you may need, whether it's instruction, if you need a little first aid stuff, if you need first aid stuff and instruction, you got some books you want to buy on some how-tos or some whys, Paul is the guy to go see at Student of the Gun, where you can find it all in one place. It's a media hub as well. He does all kinds of content. Oh, guys, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Now, the good thing about the Glock 45 that you have now is that if you have holsters for the Glock 19, whatever they are, they're going to fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all thought about that, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah, and the truth is most of it, if you got a 17 holster, if you got a 19 holster, the opposite is not true. You can't put 17s in 19s, but,
right.
Unless it's an open bottom kind of thing, you know.
Right.
But, and something else I noticed that you know, the I've got a Blackhawk level two, I don't know what whatever model it is. It's a duty pistol. It's a duty holster.
Right.
And that one is designed, it's a light bearing holster. And so the gun, the holster security system actually grips onto the light, the TLR one from Streamlight. It grips onto that. It doesn't grip onto the gun.
Right.
So for that model, what you can do is you can run 17s, 19s, 45s, you know, 22s, 23s, if that's your bag, man.
Right. One holster. But no waiting.
Yeah, one holster. So for I've been running a 17 in that, and I just put the 45 in there with the TLR on it, and fits perfectly like a glove.
Yep. 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 There we go. I have a TLR 1S on my Glock 17. So, in any event, one thing I found out, though, for any of you buying a Glock 45, if you're, you should get the TLR 7A Flex, because that fits every one of those holsters that in that size light. So if you got a TLR 8 or a TLR older TLR 7, it'll fit that. I got that the other day because I got some holsters sent to me. Are you familiar with G-code?
I am familiar with them.
What do you think? Do you like them?
I've never used them. I know that they exist, but that's as far as it goes.
They were a sponsor of mine many moons ago when I was, I mean, when I was new, when nobody should have been sponsoring me because I hadn't done anything yet, but they were. Mm-hmm. And they sent me a little care box the other day, which is quite interesting. They have, like the Safariland that has the QLS system, they have the RTI system. And I've tried, have you, but do you like the QLS system?
I understand it. And when I was working with the military and it's setting up a lot of, you know, drop leg rigs and different stuff, I was excited about it. I'm not really so much excited about it anymore. I don't really need it.
Well, how does your, like, is it just a belt slide, your Blackhawk holster? How does that connect to your holster?
Yeah, it's just a belt slide. You know, I put it on a duty belt and set it up, and it's rock solid and it doesn't move.
Right. That is the thing.
I think, quite frankly, a lot of times people get super. We're looking for new and improved Tide. You know, we're just looking for toys to play with. The average person is. They're hardly going to ever use that.
Right.
But it's like folding ARs. Like the ones that I mean, I kind of get it, but how important is that really? You know, with these ARs where you can fold the buffer tube, or the other ones where you can disassemble them and then put them back together without tools. Like, who needs to do that?
Well, I guess I've seen those too. I've had a folder before, and the thing about the folder was that the folding ARs, when you put the law adapter on, a lawman adapter.
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't fire it when it's folded.
No.
It is essentially the same
more than
folded.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and,
you know, when I saw
in the great, well, you know who fixed that?
Who?
Brownells. They fixed that with their, BRN 180, basically their Brownell's version of the AR 18 or the AR 180,
right.
The Armalite,
right?
Because it has a different operating system, so you can fold that stock and shoot it all day long if you want to.
It's not important to me whether I can shoot it without a stock. I think if it's got a stock on it, fold it out, pop it out, stick it on your shoulder, and let's go. But as far as the rest of it is concerned. I sort of have been persuaded by Super Dave again. Super Dave is, he likes basics to the point of it being a fault. And he wasn't like, I was like, well, what bag do you put your gun in? And he's like, why would I put my gun in a bag? If I have to get out of the car and deploy a rifle, I don't need to be digging it out of a bag. So I said, okay. That makes sense to me. So, I mean, I have a grab bag now that I grab that has some stuff in it that will go with the AR, and I've got the AR right there, and I just snatch it up, and it's ready to go. So, to that end, you know, I do have an SBR. I do have I have a pistol-braced 5.56. So, whichever.
Well, here's the thing. If you have a pistol that has a brace on it and it's SBR'd,
yeah.
You don't need the brace.
Oh, I know that, but see, I haven't formed one the 5.56 yet. I may do.
Yeah, we're kind of over the rainbow with this nonsense anyway, with this BATF. The AFT nonsense, we're kind of over the rainbow with that.
Howard, what does that mean? You say you're over the rainbow. What do you mean?
We've lost all. There's no sanity. There's no honesty left in it. It's just, they're just going to arbitrarily decide what they want, and we're going to have to decide whether or not we want to get on our knees and beg them for permission to live our lives. I'm pretty sure that's not how American citizens are supposed to order their lives. We're not supposed to get on our knees and beg our masters in Washington for permission to live. But we'll see.
We shall see. So do you believe that it will never come to a point of radical kinetic pushback on our part?
Oh, people are going to have to be hungry.
Yeah,
people are going to have to be hungry.
Well, I mean, they're putting that stuff in place already to make that away. I mean, do you think if they're hungry and cold, that would do it?
Hungry, cold, their plan is to make examples of individuals to scare the people into submission. I mean, they know that at the end of the day that the American people are the bull elephant. And so, you know, you probably learned this when you're a child or whatever, but how do you keep a bull elephant from just taking off and trampling? Well, when he's a baby, what do? You know, go watch Dumbo or whatever. Well, that's how they did it. They took a calf elephant and they put a chain on its leg, and it pulled and pulled and pulled and pulled when it was a calf, and it didn't have the strength to break the chain. So it just assumes that the chain can't be broken.
Right.
Now, once it becomes a bull, once it grows up and becomes a bull elephant, it could break the chain, no problem.
Indeed.
But it's been convinced that it can't. And you see, the American people are the bull elephant.
Right.
And if we ever pulled on the chain.
Hold that thought on pulling on the chain. We'll continue this on the other side. Paul Markle is the head of Student of the Gun. Therefore, he does a lot of training on, and he makes all kinds of provisions for being the bull elephant that breaks the chain. And it is better to be prepared to be that bull elephant that breaks the chain than it is to think about it. And that's why you need to go to Student of the Gun, because that will help you make certain steps that you need to be doing right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They've expressed concern that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. President Biden is highlighting a $22 million grant for the Philadelphia Fire Department.
For the first time in over 15 years, this neighborhood once again has a ladder company on call 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, ready to keep you safe.
During his address in Philadelphia, the president expressed commitment to bolstering the firefighting force. He highlighted the grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Increasing numbers of Americans are choosing to travel by plane or car during this holiday season, indicating a continued rebound from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA is forecasting that over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle. We were just talking about being the bull that breaks the chain. And I guess my question would be, do you honestly believe that we, like, I know that the blue states, will do whatever they're told to do because they're already in that predicament. They're already cowed to that degree.
Oh, yeah. They're the mask wearers. They're the vax takers. The mother may I.
Yeah.
They're the psychotic lunatics that say things like, is that legal? Are you allowed to have that? Like, if you're a grown ass adult and you say the words, are you allowed? I have no respect for you. You're pathetic. You're just pathetic. But to finish that point, their biggest fear, I believe the biggest fear they have in D.C. is for the people to actually realize that we have the strength. Because regardless of how many thugs and secret police officers and criminals they have employed in the various alphabet agencies, there's still 1,000 times more of us than there are of them.
Yep.
So they have to keep us submissive.
Right.
They have to convince us that we're not allowed. You know, that goes back to the food consumption, all the omega sixes that affect people's thought processes and abilities and so forth. And if the American people ate fresh, non-processed food that didn't have all the garbage in it and their brains were fully functioning, they wouldn't have a prayer in D.C. to control us.
Right.
But I digress. So you want to talk about training?
Well, I don't necessarily want to talk about training. What I want to talk about is that, so do you believe, like I do, that there would be, like, basically two Americas if they really go full-on tyrannical?
Well, yeah, and you know, if you look at a map, there is no such thing as a, quote, blue state. you know, the idea that the entire state of Illinois is a Democrat, right, is not true.
It's controlled by
same thing in New York.
Yeah.
Right. So you have these, if you look at the voting map, you have these like cancerous tumors on the x-ray of the United States of America. It's like you could, it's like we did a PET scan of the United States and we have all these blue tumors all over. And we have tumors in Cook County. We have tumors in you know, Manhattan, New York. We have tumors in Philadelphia. And that's, you know, that's been very common. That as long as we've been piling people on top of each other in cities, they lose their sense of independence and they become dependent on a big brother. And that's why they want to pile people up in cities, because they know that that is the natural default. You put people in cities, you stack them on top of each other like rats, and then they become dependent. They become comfortable, and they become dependent. You know, look at the cities. We used to, you know, we used to have a problem where people would freak out if there was an electric blackout. You know, if the electricity went out, people were freaking.
Right.
In our modern world, if the internet goes out in a city, they freak out. Like, they still have power. They still have gas. You know, they still have utilities. The internet is out,
right,
and people are losing their minds. That is where, that's how weak we have become. We've become so weak that if we can't look at a TikTok video on demand on our phone, that we don't know how to operate. And what's crazy, though, is that they've taken away, we've gotten away from landlines. You remember when you were a kid, if the power went out, your phone still worked?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
You would call the power company to report a power outage on your phone.
Yep.
Because it still worked.
Yep.
You know, now everything's based on Wi-Fi and internet, and if you lose that, you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know
well,
what to do either.
But, you know, here's the thing. Now, I have existed without both. Right?
Right.
And my time in the military took me into places where I didn't know what was going on back in the rear. I didn't know what was going on at my house. You know, I'd be in the field for a month, and I learned how to embrace the idea that this was not in my control anymore, and I was just, I had a job to do. And I don't think sometimes... I know most people today don't know how to operate in that sort of an environment. Like you said, if they lose Wi-Fi for 5 minutes, they start to panic. So so in the event, though, that they were to try to do some of the stuff they want to do, which I have no doubt about what they want to do, and at the same time, I don't know how they think they would actually pull that off logistically. That's the problem. Their logistics would be just, it'd just be, they wouldn't be able to handle it.
Well, what we see and what we saw is what every tyrannical government in the history of the world has ever done, is there's never enough bureaucrats and Stasi officers and Gestapo officers to fully and completely, you know, cow the citizenry.
Right.
So what you do is you get cooperative slaves. You get this tyranny by proxy. So the government doesn't have to be there. You know, they didn't need to in 2020 and 21 and so on. They didn't need to go to every grocery store and send their Stasi agents out, you know, to force you to put masks on. What they did is they just co-opted these private businesses. You know, they needed you to take the poison shot. So, but they couldn't force you. So they co-opted the businesses and they made your employer tell you that if you didn't take the poison shot, you're going to lose your job.
Right.
You know, I remember in 2020 going to grocery stores in March and April and May and they didn't say anything about masks. And then all of a sudden, you know, our masters in DC decided that we needed to do that. So, what did they do? They co-opted the Kroger and the Walmart, because all of a sudden, did you notice that, how it was like a 180? Like, you were going to the store for weeks and months, and they never say anything about masks. Then all of a sudden, there was they had the little Nazis at the front door, you know, stopping you, telling you to put your mask on. And that's tyranny by proxy.
Yeah. Yeah, that during that time, I was very, it was easy to irritate me because it wasn't only the store. You know, like in a Walmart store, they had arrows which way you were supposed to go.
Oh, that ridiculousness, yeah.
And I'd be at the end of one aisle, and then what I would want would be right there, but the arrow would be going the opposite way. So I would just say, you know what? Okay, I got to bleep that one. I would just say, and I'd go that way, and whoever was coming up, the customer would be a scold on that one. They'd just be,
oh yeah, they were useful idiots. You know, the Karens, the people screaming at strangers in stores and restaurants and so forth to put their masks on and so forth. Like, how did we get to a point where people felt okay with, or they thought they were entitled to scream at strangers to do what they wanted them to do?
I don't know.
And it's that tyranny by proxy.
Yep.
Because they feel like the government is behind them.
Yeah, well.
You see, the Karens that are screaming at you to put your mask on,
yeah,
they feel like they're on the side of the government.
Well,
so they're right.
Whenever that happens, I always think about Mike Tyson going saying, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. We're coming up on the last break. I'm speaking with Paul Markle. I've just broken my own rule just now, and I'm going to have to go back and do a little editing on that one, but you guys will hear it as a beep. Yeah, I had to write that one down. So, but find Paul where he never does that, as Student of the Gun, studentofthegun.com. Of course, and that you can find some other stuff. I need to ask you about blowout kits. I know what you told me, but I don't remember the details, so that's what I want to ask you in the next segment. But studentofthegun.com, books, training programs, all the media he puts out, the YouTube channel, all that stuff, store, I mean, whatever. He's got it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm on the firing line. This is Lock and Load talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. And I'm not even going to worry about the blowout kit. We'll talk about that in just a second. You started, or you sent me a picture yesterday of you recording Armed in America or Armed in Society Today or something like this. This is one of these.
Living Armed.
Living Armed in America or something like that.
Yeah, Living Armed.
And what is this going to be? What is this a part of?
Yeah, so essentially, Jared was approached by a person in Salt Lake City in the Valley who runs fitness centers, and they talked about gun stuff, and he said, well, could you do a 1 hour seminar for my clients that would be valuable or what have you? And Jared called me and he said, what do you think, Dad? Could we give somebody? And so I paused and I was like, all right, well, what could I do in 1 hour that would give people valuable information? You know, obviously, we wouldn't be shooting or going through drills, and I said, well, you know, there's certain things that everybody who owns a gun has to have. Doesn't matter, you know, what your plan for that gun is, whether it's I just like to shoot tin cans or whatever. And number one is addressing the four universal safety rules, because I think there's still lots of confusion, because people go to ranges and they're greeted by the 3-page briefing or the sign that starts at the ceiling and goes to the floor, and it's confusing. And we need to cut out all the nonsense and get down to the nitty gritty and say, all right, what's really important? And it's the four big rules are the ones that are really important. And then the other thing that we need to talk about, and this is where I said I was kind of surprised. I had a gentleman in the class who told me, he goes, oh, I just got my renewal notice in the mail. You know, that I have to renew my concealed carry permit. And we went over the big three checklist for justifiable use of deadly force, and that's ability, opportunity, and intent. And I went through those, and we did the definition of deadly force and serious bodily harm and disparity of force and so forth. And I went to the question section, and this gentleman who had told me at the beginning of the class that he had concealed carry permit, he said, why aren't other people talking about this and explaining it? And he goes, that's the first time it's ever been explained to me like that. And he goes, I never heard the way you said it, I've never heard before. And I thought, wow. So this guy actually went to a state approved concealed carry class, took the test, got his certificate, got the plastic card with his picture on it, and had never gone through a class where they detailed and explained, you know, you have to be able to check off all three. Two's not enough, one's not enough, you know, all three check blocks before you can legally, morally, justifiably use deadly force. And, you know, and I don't believe, I know that the reason that is because that's not the fun part. You know, Americans want to do the fun part, the shooty shoot part, the cool part, the Instagram model part, you know, all these nonsensical mongoloids on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, but you know, these Instagram models, they all want to do the cool, sexy stuff, but they don't want to talk about the important stuff. Like, well, I don't want to go to prison, so I probably should do everything right. You know, I don't want to, you know, live with guilt the rest of my life, so I should probably do everything right. And that's part of living armed. That's part of understanding the responsibility. You know, these are things that should be taught that, you know, they should be taught to kids in high school.
Right.
They need to understand that. You know, and what is, and he said, well, how come when there's a shooting, they never touch on any of these things in the news, you know, papers or the articles or the whatever? I said, and first of all, it's not just that the media doesn't care. It's that, or that they're ignorant. It's like that they don't care. That doesn't support the agenda. The first thing they look at is, well, is the color, the skin color of the person who pulled the trigger a different skin color or a lighter skin color than the person who received it? You know, that's what they look at first. They look at race and they look at this and they look at it. They don't look at the facts. Because, you know, when Kyle Rittenhouse, and that's been a couple of years now, when Rittenhouse, when that came out, and we all saw the video and we all knew that kid was in jeopardy. They had the ability, opportunity, and they had the demonstrated intent to do deadly force harm to that kid.
Yep.
He was straight up 100% justified. And the fact that that went to trial demonstrates that the DAs in these cities are criminals. They're criminals. The DA who charged him should be disbarred and brought up on charges because ability and opportunity and intent were there threefold. There was more than that. And they should have never brought charges against that guy.
Right.
But they did because they're criminals.
Yep.
And the thing is, if every American citizen, Bill, just forget American citizen, if every American gun owner, and there's tens of millions of us, 180 million of us, if every American gun owner understood the big three, if they understood that, then these criminals these criminal district attorneys in these big cities, they wouldn't be able to get away with this garbage. The only reason they get away with it is because people are ignorant and they don't know what the law is. And they, you know, they base their decisions on what the newspaper tells them or emotions. So yes. So the end of the day, what's important about that, and the reason that we filmed it is because we're going to be creating a downloadable video product. And people are going to be able to go to Student of the Gun University, SOTGU, and they'll be able to get that and just consume that content regardless of where they are, and they'll be able to do it on demand. So, I mean, we did it live, but you know, the whole purpose of doing it live was so that we could set up an opportunity to record it.
Will this be something that you can like sign up for? Will this be like if you sign up?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Series that you will be publishing, and you can get the ones you want and the ones you don't want not get and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be this particular one. The Living Armed,
yeah.
It'll probably be about 45 minutes long. So it'll be one video with all when I explain and I discuss the universal safety rules. I explain and discuss justifiable use of force. What will you actually, what does the law say? I don't care what CNN says. What does the law actually say? And how are you judged? You know, and what is the definition of deadly force? How many people understand that deadly force is two parts? It's death and or serious bodily harm. You know, how many people understand disparity of force as a legal term? You know, you need to know that. Because the newspaper will say, if three men are attacking you and they don't have a weapon, you can't use a gun to defend yourself. The heck you can't. Because three men attacking a single person or two men attacking a single person is a disparity of force situation, which creates a deadly force threat. and it's been affirmed in the courts over and over and over and over again. But people need to understand that.
Yeah.
Anybody who owns a gun needs to understand that. And I know a lot of people don't. They have how many people have you ever encountered someone who said, "Well, I have a permit, but I don't really carry all the time."
Yes.
And why is that?
Because
they don't have confidence.
They don't have confidence. Or they've gotten out there and they give in to the thing where it's they haven't figured out what they got to do to carry it correctly.
Right.
I mean, it's when you're trying to do something and you're trying to find some comfort. Carrying guns doesn't mean that you're comfortable.
Yep.
Anyway.
They're not to that point, you know, you need to understand. And somebody in the class asked me, I got to ask one question, yes or no, should I carry with a round in the chamber? I'm like, yes, that's it.
Yeah, I saw something John Farnham wrote about this, and I don't have time to go into it, but you ought to go find that because there's a reason they do it, and it's a stupid reason. So, anyway. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me again. Sir. I appreciate it.
Studentofthegun.com. Go sign up for the course. Go sign up for the continuing education. Go see what it's like to living armed. Go get you a book. Go get you a blowout kit. Go find out where to find all of his stuff. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I think it is important for you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.